I'm here with smart campaigner Guy Carpenter. Please can you tell me a little bit about the Spitalfields Market Under Threat campaign?
The campaign to save Spitalfields Market has been running for about 15 years. There's been a consistent local opposition to redeveloping the market site and putting office blocks on it. A lot of the market master plan site has been redeveloped, so there are on the city side, two office blocks and some flats on the north side. However, the final phase of this development is that three-fifths of the market itself is planned for demolition to be replaced by a Norman Foster designed office block.
Do you think it's likely that the organic fruit and veg market will probably go if this development actually goes ahead?
Well, I can't personally see that the market could remain the same. Ballymore took over the Horner Building side of the market, which is where the organic stalls are, and there's been various plans and planning permissions over time for different things, which have included building in that open space that would be left. Now, don't forget that if you go down to the market today, three-fifths of it are boarded up and blocked off. And so the market would be much smaller. It wouldn't be the huge public square that it once was. It'll be a small covered space, which you'll then have in one corner, probably the stall market. With an office block next door to it, with the city's incremental creep, people have got their eye on turning it into a city type of place, like Broadgate, with businesses aimed at city workers rather than at local people. I can't see how, if they redevelop it and spend a lot of money on it, they won't want to be getting maximum rents for the units around the market. And the maximum rents can always be paid by chain stores and big companies, so that excludes the small businesses that are there now.
Does this send a worrying signal in terms of an urban blueprint for planning?
Well, I think so. We've heard a lot from the government about urban renaissance, and we've got Ken's plan for London coming out. But as far as people in Spitalfields are concerned, global financial interests have supplanted all other considerations. 90% of local people are against the development and want the market retained for community use and public space. 31,000 people have signed a petition. Well, that is a sizable amount of people in anybody's books, completely ignored. The campaign and individuals write to Ken Livingstone, they write to local MPs, and we hardly ever get any sort of response. We certainly never get any meaningful response. And in 15 years of campaigning, and many of the people in the Smart campaign have been fighting for that long for the market, there has never been any real public consultation.
What has been the Corporation of London's response to all this opposition?
Well, the Corporation of London are the freeholder of the site, so ultimately it's what they want that goes. They've described the people who use Spitalfields Market and the campaign as the Bead and Bangle Brigade, which is offensive and insulting. They've never really wanted local participation, and a lot of people feel that when the interim uses were started, which is the stall market, that it wasn't aimed at local people specifically, so that when they then closed it down, when they wanted to build, they wouldn't be accused of removing local jobs. However, they created 1,000 jobs when they started the interim uses of the market. 1,000 primarily local jobs. Community involvement in the market is fairly limited, but don't forget, the threat of demolition has been hanging over this market for 15 years. How can you possibly develop a long-term strategy of community uses if you never know, month from month, whether the thing is going to be demolished? And also, you know, now the Western Extension is all boarded up and empty, and they'd have a great big hole in one of the streets. So don't forget, it's not just buildings are going, they're actually taking away the streets there. And this is an area of London that has no real public space. Spitalfields has got its own sort of character, its own sort of feel. Now, the market gives you potentially a huge open area. Well, we don't have trees and we don't have open parks, but we do have Spitalfields Market, and it's been described as a lung for the city by Lord Rogers, who was the government's urban task force man. But we haven't really heard any politicians come out in support of the market, and that's because the Corporation London want to develop it to expand the city into the city fringe areas. And if they can do it here, then they can do it anywhere.
But how can people get involved, and what stage is the campaign at now?
Well, yet again we've seen another scheme in. And it's going to go before Tower Hamlets Council in the next few months. Anybody who lives in Tower Hamlets can write into Tower Hamlets Council, put pressure on their local councillor. The Mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, has the power to stop this scheme. So we need to put a lot of public pressure on him and on the city and on MPs to try and show people just how much opposition there is to this. If you imagine London without its key places, its markets and its strange little corners, then you can see it would just be a bland corporate world that could be anywhere. The reason people like London, the reason Londoners like living here and people like coming to London is for places like Spitalfields Market. Another way of helping, come along to the benefit gig, find out more about the campaign, have a good night out. That's on May Day, that's the 1st of May, at the 333 Club in Old Street, and we can stop this moronic scheme.
Thank you.